You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, May 20th, 2024. The Scrambled and Streaming RadioAlbion.com kicking off another work week. It's Monday already, believe it or not. It's just time keeps going by. They just keep adding up. Each Monday adds up weeks, add up to months, add up to years. Next thing you know, you're going to be old like me. Trust me, it'll go by faster than you can realize. And hopefully, since time does go by faster, we'll see Sven Longshanks released soon. That's what I'm hoping for. I know that's what all of you hope for, too. Oh, thank you again, all of you who have extended your support, Sven. We continue to put those links there. I continue to encourage you to drop him an email or a postcard or whatever, just a note letting him know you're thinking about it. We're going to continue to do that till the day he's released. And because that's the way we roll. Radio Albion. Well, we got a story today, and I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best not to get too preachy. I may be tempted to get preachy in this story. If I get a little preachy, bear with me, because it's just hard not to. It comes from RT, and this story came from last week, I believe. Yes, it's dated May 17th, and the thing drives me kind of crazy about RT is they'll have a good catchy headline, and then they'll change it, and I bookmark it, and I go in and look. And they changed it. This was originally titled something like Stoltenberg Reveals NATO's True Purpose, which was a much better headline than what they've changed it to, which is NATO Chief Allies with Gays. NATO will stand up for the rights of LGBTQ people. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg declared on Friday. Now, what we have to really look at it. It's, you see this, and it's just such quintessential clown world. And I could have almost, and I was a little tempted to use this story for Funny Fridays, but I saved it back for today because I thought it would be interesting to really get down. I mean, what are we even talking about here? What does this mean? You know, this guy comes out and says, you know, they're going to stand up for the rights of the alphabet community. What does that mean? I mean, NATO is a military alliance. We know that. So does that mean that if you use the wrong pronouns, you run in danger of waking up tomorrow and there's an Abrams tank in your front yard fixing to... You become the Palestinians. You wake up one day and you might just get a tank shell through your living room because you've used the wrong pronouns or you said something that's quote-unquote phobic. I mean, a military alliance, what does this have to do? Technically, I want to know. We're going to get in. I think we're going to answer the question as we go along. This part become the part where I get a little preachy, but you have to ask the question because you just look at this and shrug your shoulders and you say, well, it's clown world being clownish. But we really, why? I want to know. What does a military alliance have to do with shoving your fist in another guy's anus? What does that have? What does one have to do with the other? We should be told this. They always speak in these just general vague terms. Oh, we stand with, see, it's very positive. We stand with the alphabet community. But what does that mean? Does that mean they're going to launch airstrikes on you if you don't? Maybe it does. Wait a minute, I'm thinking. He was among hundreds of Western public officials, institutions, and organizations to make a statement affirming the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia. And of course, we have to have an acronym, Idahobit. If I lived in the state of Idaho, I would feel really, really kind of offended by this. I wonder if that is on purpose. They could have put these in a different, they could have put these in a different order. Hobbit Ida, or some Idahobit. Idahobit. It's Idahobit Day. You didn't know that. I don't know how long of y'all celebrated Idahobit Day. Phobia. I get so tired of it. They've been doing this one for years. It's phobia. See, you're just fearful. No. Repulse, you're not sitting around saying, well, this is, you know, destructive for society. This is not a, these are not the things, these are not the activities, these are not things promoted by, you know, normal, healthy, functioning societies. They always give you, too, they always give you this false choice, this false dichotomy. You either have to wave the flag and promote this and say all of this, the catchphrase lines that are approved, you know, the narrative approved, all the statements, you know, ones, love is love, all the rest of it. You have to either do that, because if you don't do that, according to these people, you want to go slaughter all of these people and throw them off of a rooftop or something. Those are the only two things. Those are the only two choices. There's nothing in between these two extreme views that maybe, just maybe, you might see. You know, maybe that's where you fall in. Of course, we know that's where the majority of people fall in. People are on this spectrum. But they never give you the spectrum. They always say, you either want to mass slaughter these people and throw them in a mass grave, or you've got to celebrate it and go to the pride parade and turn your child, your seven-year-old, into a tranny. That's your two choices. There's nothing in the middle. There's nothing that says, yeah, I don't really think as a society we should be promoting this. I don't think we should be going around kicking people's doors in either and rounding them up and putting them in the gulag. But I mean, I think, you know, promoting this and quote unquote celebrating it as quote unquote pride, I don't really think that's something as a society we should do. I don't think we should be putting books into kids' schools and telling kids all about gay anal when they're in the fourth grade and crap. I really don't think we should be doing that. You see, that's that middle spectrum. They want you to pretend. The same people that constantly kvetch and go on at you about extremism, it is they themselves that always promote extremism. Everything they do is an inversion. Everything they do is a lie. They themselves always promote the extreme. They say you have to celebrate this, you have to go along, you have to submit to the agenda, or you want to go around killing people and beating them up or dragging them through the street in chains or whatever the hell. There's nothing anywhere in between. They hand out this narrative that you have a choice, and it's a false choice, of two different extremes. You either gonna celebrate it and say it's the greatest thing ever and it needs to be lifted up and celebrated as this wonderful, prideful thing, or you're an evil hater. Or they use this term phobia. You see, they try to imply that you have some sort of irrational fear. You just fear it. It never made sense to me. Homophobia. They started with homophobia and they just added all of these other groups to the front of it. Phobia. Like, who is really afraid of it? Like, if you do not want to see this, if you oppose the idea of putting books on how to do gay anal fisting to the fourth grade library, you see, you're just afraid. You just have this weird irrational fear. Why wouldn't you want your fourth graders to learn all about gay anal fisting? Why wouldn't you be for that? You just have this weird irrational fear. See, it's because you're backwards. You're not progressive. You're not with the modern day. You're not with the program. See, times, they are changing. And love is love. They themselves promote the extreme. They give you a false choice. You look at Russia, for instance, which we're constantly told 24/7 is the height of all evil, and you look at their laws against this. They're going around kicking people's bedroom doors open. They try to give you this idea that that's your choice. You either celebrate it or you're going around gulagging people. And Russia has just outlawed the promotion of it to kids and the promotion because they understand that this is a part. And I remember when Russia passed some of these laws, and, oh, they went on, didn't they? The Western media went on about how awful this was. And Russia said, well, I remember one time they said, well, this is used as an agenda from the West. This is basically no different than another form of color revolution, rainbow flag revolution. This is a part of the Western agenda to subvert society. And of course, the media narrative was, oh, that's so backward and poo-poo. That's just crazy. But when you see an article like this, how can you say that's wrong? Quoting Stoltenberg here, NATO exists. NATO exists to defend 32 nations. What the hell does this have to do? Okay, but never mind. NATO exists to defend 32 nations and our people's right to live freely, right to live freely and in peace, Stoltenberg posted on Twitter, which I refuse to call X. It drives me crazy. This is another RT thing that drives me nuts. They continue to put this on X, formerly Twitter. Look, just go with one or the other, RT. Go with X, go with Twitter. Quit doing this on X, formerly Twitter. For starters, everybody knows, okay? You don't need to remind us. It's also like the way they do this annoying thing when they have a current article and they get to the bottom and they have to do like three paragraphs telling you everything that's happened leading up to this. Russia has constantly said that NATO's encroachment. Yes, we know. For goodness sakes, we know. Sorry, I got off on a tangent. On the international gay against on the international. I like it was a slip, but it was a good slip on the International Day against homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia. And every day, all love is equal. LGBTQ plus people deserve respect and dignity. And I am proud to call myself your ally. Sometimes the inversion is just too much. The inversion that these people put out, these lies, the inversion is no, I'm not that. I thought of something funny, but that's just a little too vulgar. The inversion is the equivalence of an anal prolapse here. It's just so over the top and so ridiculous. NATO exists to defend so people can live freely and in peace. NATO is the biggest driver of war and lack of peace in the world today. I don't know how you argue against that. I mean, even people, you know, shilling for the NATO narrative concerning Ukraine have to ignore the whole part where NATO has been continually now for over a decade marching towards Russia's border, and Russia's supposed to just ignore that because, after all, NATO is all about peace and equality and love, so you shouldn't feel threatened when they're continually marching their missiles closer and closer to your country. The driver, peace, so you can live freely in your nation. If you live in the West today, be it the U.S. or Western Europe, how free do you feel? You're not allowed to question certain historical events. If you speak out against whatever the current narrative is, you can be thrown in jail in Western Europe. If you use the wrong pronouns, you're going to get drummed out of your job. Or, again, perhaps accused of inciting hatred or something and thrown in jail. And yet, they sit there and talk about freedom because you have all of this freedom. They're defending your freedom. It seems to me that freedom, according to the West, according to outfits like NATO, is very narrowly defined. If you want to parade around and celebrate degeneracy, then you have all the freedom to do that in the world. But if you are against that, then you don't have so much freedom. It's like they think that if they keep telling you you have all of this freedom, you'll start to believe it. And all love is equal. He says, all love is equal. I just, again, this has to just be, you just have to point this out. No, it's not. And what are you defining as love? You know, they're saying all love is equal. So he's saying that a man and a woman with three kids and you know, a nice stable household and raising their family and they go to church on Sundays and they try to live a good life and they try to teach their kids the right way to behave and everything is a nice, normal, stable family. You see, that is no different than the gay pride parade and people walking around in leathers and maybe one of them on all fours and a leash and a dog mask being whipped on the naked ass in front of everybody, celebrating around waving dildos like they're pom-poms. These stories are always hard to do. Look, these stories are always hard to do without getting gross, aren't they? You know, I'm telling you they are, but y'all get that. We try to be very professional. We really do. Our haters will snicker at that, but we strive here at Radio Albion to be, you know, wholesome. You know, we don't try to be vulgar. I get some of my humor. Sometimes I make jokes and, you know, I might throw a little, you know, an unacceptable word, a four-letter word in there here or there, whatever, because I just do. But we don't promote degeneracy here. But yet, have you ever noticed when you discuss this and you get down to the mechanics of it, there's no way to discuss it without being gross, you know, because they want to sit there and gloss over with this, all love is equal. What are you defining as love? We want a definition of what love is. What are they defining as love? Because what they're saying in this all love is equal nonsense is that, again, a man and a woman who are married and they have three or four kids or whatever the case may be, and they're living their lives and they're raising their kids right and they're teaching them the right things and how to live their lives and have, you know, upholding traditional moral values, that is the equivalent of walking around in a gay pride parade on all fours in a dog costume, on a float waving dildos around and grinding on one another. It's the same according to their definition. They're equating it all. They're saying it's all the same. And again, there's no way to discuss it without it being vulgar, because it is vulgar. They're taking love and they're redefining it as a vulgarity. You can't discuss this without getting vulgar, because if you're going to talk about what it really is, they never do. They never want to talk about what this is actually entails. They purposely want to gloss it over. They want to talk about, it's like the way they do, you know, when they promote this, say, in a TV program, they always give you this impression, they're just like the regular heterosexual married couple. They just happen to be two guys. Isn't it so? But that's not how it is. That's not how it is. When the media talks about, the latest gay pride parade, they're always very careful about what clips they put on the news media. You notice that. You know, you go on the internet and you can find the other clips which the media don't show you, because that goes against the narrative. They're trying to feed you this equivalence. They're trying to feed you this, it's just the same. You watch your TV show and, look, it's a gay couple. And they're just so funny. They're just as wholesome as anybody else. They just happen to be two guys that love each other. And that's not the reality. That's not the reality of this community and what this entails. And again, when you point that out, it's very difficult to do so without getting into vulgarities, because it's a very vulgar lifestyle. And again, you have all of this freedom that he's touting, but do you really? If you say this in certain parts of Western Europe, this could be defined. Would they define this? I should say somebody could define that as some sort of incitement to hatred, because you're just pointing out the truth. All this freedom. You have all of this freedom. Love is love. He says people deserve respect and dignity. And on the surface of that, see, this is how they bait you in. People deserve respect and dignity. And that appeals to you because, you know, you want to treat people right, you know. I mean, everybody does. You know, I don't go around being ugly to people, and hopefully you don't either. And yet, when you look at what they're actually promoting, again, you go online, not the media selected clips. You go online and look at what these people are doing during these parades and what they're celebrating as quote unquote pride. And it is they themselves who are, you know, are they doing things? In other words, are they celebrating things that deserve respect and dignity? He says people deserve respect and dignity. But do they? How do I want to put this? You have to be behaving in a respectful and dignified manner. You know, people deserve respect and dignity, but do you really, if you're parading around in these outlandish costumes and grin, waving dildos around and grinding onto each other and jumping around promoting all of this? How do you deserve respect and dignity when you yourself are acting in a disrespectful and undignified manner? If you're acting in an undignified manner, and yet the problem is, if somebody else says that's very undignified, that's very disrespectful the way those people are acting, and yet they themselves deserve respect and dignity regardless of what they're parading around in public. It is you. It is you, the people pointing it out, that are the problem. Unsurprisingly, the response to this wasn't real positive. The overwhelming majority of responses on Stoltenberg's posts were negative. Were negative, however, which makes you wonder, who are they representing? They parade this about and say, oh, yes, this is, you're supposed to be, we're representing you. We're promoting your freedom and democracy and whatever the hell else. And yet they put this up and the overwhelming responses are negative. And the relationship between a mutual defense military, these are some of the quotes from Twitter, and the relationship between a mutual defense military alliance with the rights of certain minorities is ? One Twitter user wondered. Others brought up the bloc's offensive wars against Yugoslavia and Libya and the fact that it spent 20 years in Afghanistan helping the U.S. to, quote, replace the Taliban with the Taliban. You just made me support Russia a bit more, read another response, while someone else wondered whether the Russians had somehow managed to hack Stoltenberg's account. If this is all about the democracy, and the vast majority of people are rejecting this in response to this, what does that really say? Now, we know it's a rhetorical question, because if you're listening to this, you already understand what democracy actually is. I'm referring to democracy as it's promoted to the masses, democracy as it's preached, especially here in the U.S. right now. It's an election year, and we're hearing endlessly about the democracy and how the government's going to answer to you because you're going to pick which member of the uniparty is going to go do not represent you in the government for however many years. Well, if they're promoting the endless democracy as defined as the will of the people, and the will of the people comes out overwhelmingly negative rejecting this, and yet we know they're not going to come out and say, hey, we were wrong, the democracy has spoken, and people really aren't that big on this gay anal thing. Maybe we're going to go ahead and dial that back a bit, but everybody knows they're not going to do that. And yet they promote it. They say, this is who we are. This is what we're, and obviously they do. Another social media user accused him of, quote, pink washing war crimes and warmongering, using a term that describes individuals or organizations who embrace the LGBTQ agenda and deflect attention from their bad behavior. That's kind of a good point, too. You know, like some members of the alphabet community are probably offended because NATO says they're part of them. They support them. It's like, we don't want your support. Could it be that the LGBT community is more moral than NATO? You can't throw that possibility out the window. And this brings us to the question, though. I think we have to stop. And this is the part where I'm probably going to get a little preachy. Again, I'm going to try to refrain from that. But why? I mean, we look at this and it's easy to shrug it off and say clown world being clown world. But you have to stop for a minute and ask, how does this make any sense? NATO is an imperialist military alignment. It's basically the U.S. and its puppet states allied against Russia in the East. Now, if NATO just came out and said our ultimate goal is to conquer Russia and take their natural resources, I wouldn't support that. Because I don't support imperialism. I don't support colonialism. I support people being left alone in their own countries to live the way they want to. But if they did do that, it would at least be, they would be upfront. You'd be saying, well, you know, that's what imperialist military alliances tend to do. Their ultimate goal is to destroy their competitors and take their stuff. Again, you might not support it, but at least they would be honest. It's hard to wrap your mind around why. Why do they feel the necessity to parade this around? Because members of the alphabet community don't support necessarily all of NATO's policy. I mean, what the hell does a military alliance, an imperialist military alliance, have to do with the alphabet community, with the rainbow flag and all that that entails? And really, why? We know you support it because you promote it and preach it continually. But why? Why do they do that? Why do they feel compelled to do this? In other words, this represents something else. They're going around talking about love is love and creating these false equivalencies and giving you these false choices of two extremes. And I think they're using it as a prop. I do. And I don't think you can get to that. This is going to be the preachy part, so bear with me. But I don't think you can get to that without just looking at it and pointing out what I would say is the spiritual nature of it. In other words, Stoltenberg cannot come out and say, you know, we promote global Satanism. So they stick the rainbow flag up there as a proxy. Does that make any sense? An organization that is literally NATO, I'm talking about NATO here, an organization that is literally, any way you cut it, responsible for the deaths of actual people. Not phobia, not hurting people's feelings, and not speaking out, and not supporting a community. They're trying to gloss these things over. NATO itself is undeniably responsible for the deaths of, I don't know. There's no number. We don't get a number. At the very least, tens of thousands, and I'm sure it's more than that, but we're going to say tens of thousands because we don't know. Any way you cut it, NATO is responsible for killing tens of thousands. We're going to call things for what they are here. Tens of thousands of actual living human beings that we have no idea what their religious preferences were. We have no idea what their sexual preferences were. We have no idea how they lived their lives, if they were good, bad, in between, like most people are somewhere in between. We have no idea what their hopes and their dreams were. We have no idea how many of them, you know, dreamed of a better life doing something, or how many of them wanted to see their kids grow up. They throw these things around. We hear these stories and we lose sight that we're talking about actual people, living human beings that had a right to live their lives. NATO, as an organization, there's no way to cut it. There's no way to disagree with this. It's a fact, is responsible for the deaths. Anybody who comes against that all you can counter that with, I'll spit it out in a minute, I'm sorry, because I'm getting riled up here. The only way you can counter that is justification. Somebody says, oh, yeah, but they're no, no, that's just a justification. The fact of the matter is, some person at the school board meeting that doesn't want their 4-year-olds hearing about sex of any kind, especially not this sort, isn't responsible for harming anybody. People saying, I don't want these pride parades in the streets, are not responsible for harming anybody. Somebody using the wrong pronouns is not responsible for harming anybody. NATO, on the other hand, is undeniably killed living human beings in at least the tens of thousands, and that's a fact. They are people that would be alive today, actual living human beings, of various races, religions, sexual orientations, members of whatever community. Human beings would be alive today in the tens of thousands, except NATO killed them. Okay, that's a fact. NATO killed them. I don't want to be preached to by some asshole who's a part of an organization that's responsible for killing living human beings that had a right to get their time in on earth, to live their lives however they were going to spend the time God gave them on this earth. They had their time cut short. I don't want to be preached to by some asshole. That's what I say. We try to be wholesome and I get fired up, and I'm sorry. Some guy who's the head of an organization that kills people. That is NATO's purpose, is to kill people. And the only, you know, anything counter that is just a justification for the killing of people. How are you going to be ahead of an organization whose sole purpose is to slaughter people, and you're going to preach to us about, oh, supporting the alphabet community because we're so we're such good people. We make sure that everybody uses the correct pronouns and respects their sexual activity. You're killing people. You're part of an organization whose sole purpose is to kill people. Don't be coming at me, but, oh, well, you could be inciting hatred by not supporting this community. You literally go around. Your sole purpose in existing as an organization is to kill people. That's it. That's why NATO exists, to slaughter people. Now, you can justify that slaughtering or try to do so, but that's your job, is to kill people. It's not to promote the alphabet community and say everybody should love is love and bullshit. Your job as an organization is to kill people. Don't come preaching at me about, oh, we're such good people because we support gay pride and Idaho bit or whatever the hell else. You've killed people. Some of those people you've killed, some of the poor people that you're responsible for killing were members of the alphabet community. Do you think out of the tens of thousands, at least, of people that NATO is responsible for slaughtering, do you think none out of those people were members of the alphabet community? And this guy has the nerve to go around and ride around and wrap himself up in the rainbow flag and say how much I love and support you. It's sickening. It's absolutely sickening. They wrap themselves up in this because they can't come out and say, we're for global Satanry. We're on Team Satan here. This is the preachy part for me. You know, they can't do that, so they wrap themselves up and say, this is what we're for. Let's finish the article out. Idaho Bit was conceived in 2004 by French gay activists, organizations, in other words, NGOs funded by the government. So the government is supporting something that they themselves funded. These are like how in Germany, where the government organized protests in support of itself. And it says, this is great. The people have spoken. These NGOs, you know, these NGOs. So in other words, the government themselves have promoted this. The International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association, which is ILGA. The International Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission. I wonder who funds these people. Which is Igelherk, I guess. I don't know. It's in parentheses here. I assume it's an acronym we're supposed to be able to pronounce. The World Congress of LGBT Jews and the Coalition of African Lesbians endorsed the project, leading to the first celebration in 05. May 17th was chosen as the date commemorating the removal of homosexuality from the International Classification of Diseases by the World Health Organization in 1990. Transphobia was added to the name in 2009, followed by biphobia, which I always think implies that, you know, you're scared of people that walk around on 2 feet. Whenever you see that biphobia. You're scared of people who are bipedal. They walk around on 2 feet. You only like four-legged animals. In 2015, resulting in the acronym in its current form, which will no doubt be altered in the future as they add more groups to the acronym. They bury you in lies, and the truth is always the answer. I think the person that made the comment about the pink washing really hit closest to the truth out of the responses featured in this article. They wrap themselves up in this, and you have to remember that the truth of the matter is it's a military, imperialist military organization whose sole purpose is, when the time comes, to kill people. That's it. All of this fluffy duffy and we support love is love. That's nothing to do with what their job is, and their job is to kill people. That's it. That's the truth of the matter. That is the end of the story. They can dress it up. They can pretend to be, you know, all supporting of the latest thing or whatever. But at the end of the day, they're about dropping bombs on people. And I think it's very telling that they make the conscientious choice to basically make it where the rainbow flag is their flag, to make this a central issue. I think that is very telling. I do. I think it's very telling that this is, they keep coming back to this, hanging that flag, waving that flag, and making that a central tenet of what represents what they are, what they're about. I think when you give it a little thought, it's a lot more telling indeed about who these people actually are. We're going to wrap up on that note. I hope you have a great week. I'll be back tomorrow with the Parish of the Patriots. Look forward to it. Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson will be here on Wednesday with the Orthodox Nationalist. Dr. Johnson will be back Thursday with his geopolitical-centered Daily Nationalist program, and I'll be back on Friday with Funny Fridays. We're going to have a funny look at the week. This will be a lot less serious. We have a lot more fun. We sit and laugh at it all. Humor is a great medicine. You know, it's God gives us a sense of humor for a reason. We should use it. We will wrap up with Funny Fridays. I hope you have a great week. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.